On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
In Joburg and Pretoria, 22 degrees, Mahikeng, 27 degrees. The Department of International Relations and Cooperation has noted with concern U.S. President Donald Trump's latest social media post. Trump announced yesterday that no U.S. officials will attend this year's G20 summit in South Africa, citing the country's treatment of white farmers and so-called human rights abuses. The department's spokesperson Crispin Peary reiterated the country's stance that these claims are totally unsubstantiated.
The South African government wishes to state for the record that the characterization of Afrikaners as an exclusive white group is ahistorical. Furthermore, the claim that this community faces persecution is not substantiated by fact. Our position on this matter remains consistent with previous statements.
Meanwhile, political analyst from the University of Pretoria, Roland Henwood, says the U.S. boycott of the G20 summit could have serious economic consequences for South Africa. This as South Africa is already facing 30% tariffs on its exports to the U.S., risking further trade and investment disruptions. Henwood warns that market confidence could be affected if the situation escalates. While South Africa has diversified trade partners and emerging relationships in BRICS and Europe, the US remains one of the country's largest trading partners.
We've already seen damage being done in terms of trade, especially on the side of South Africa. It's not as bad as it was expected to be initially, but there has been a negative impact in terms of US policy and trade barriers that they have used the tariffs. On the other hand, it can become much worse, and it can become very bad if the US starts to use its position to pressure others to put pressure on South Africa.
Police in Gauteng have foiled a cash-in-transit robbery in Bronkhorstspruit, leaving four suspects dead and one in custody. The operation took place yesterday evening. Police spokesperson Mavela Masondo says weapons, ammunition and a hijacked vehicle were also recovered in a coordinated law enforcement operation.
The fifth suspect was arrested as police recovered three firearms, that includes two rifles and magazines loaded with ammunition. A Mercedes-Benz that was reportedly hijacked in Enkangala in Tswane was also recovered. Police are investigating a case of attempted murder and possession of unlicensed firearms, amongst other crimes.
President Cyril Ramaphosa was appointed as interim chairperson of the Southern African Development Community following the resignation of Madagascar due to political unrest and a military takeover in the country. Ramaphosa says the SADC must address the challenges faced by Madagascar.
Let me add to the words of our executive secretary and express our condolences to the people who lost their lives in the events that ensued in our sister country, Madagascar, and wish the families well and those who were injured a speedy recovery.
And finally, Tanzania charged more than 200 people with treason after days of election protests in which the opposition says hundreds were killed. Hundreds of people appeared in court yesterday. Opposition party Chadima says at least 800 people were killed in the election violence. The authorities, however, have so far declined to release any toll for dead or injured. Visit jacarandafm.com for more on these and other stories. I'm Elsa Esterhuizen. From myself and the news team, stay tuned and enjoy the rest of your weekend.